hopefully it happens, but I wouldn't want to see a case that things are lying idle. I think the main point we have to put out is that the lands aren't bought yet. So as long as the lands are bought and the student accommodation is provided for, I believe we'll be on a good thing.
You said today, though, that this could be an election stunt.
Yeah, I go back a couple of years ago when we were told we're getting a new Garda station, lands have been provided, money has been paid for. I believe there's houses going up in that area now. So hopefully this isn't something that the government are trying to do before the election. We display 700 students. It's great to see that the government are now trying to provide 900, but really it's only an improvement of 200 spaces. I believe that there are a lot of derelict homes around the place that could be used for student accommodation or long-term holiday homes that could be, you know, rented out on short-term leases for people, because we're losing students. Also, one of the issues I mentioned was the cost of rent. We have no rent caps in place. I think in October 2021, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael voted against rent caps, which is a disgrace. People are now crippled because of the cost of rent, and especially the cost of living crisis as well. Students can't afford it.
You'd imagine, though, given the severity of this particular situation, that it will get over the line and we will get that accommodation built.
I would hope so. But again, this didn't happen today or yesterday. Before the 700 apartments were gone, we had a student accommodation crisis. This 4 or 5 years in the making. The government have now decided before an election that they're going to build 900 homes or 900 student accommodations. So I'm hopeful. Time will tell, but it could be a general election stunt. I hope it's not, for the sake of the students. Sligo has always been a student town. We've had some great students coming through Sligo over the years, and you'd like to see that continue. We're now an ATU, which should mean there should be more accommodation available, but there's not.
One local representative today pointed the finger of blame somewhat at management at ATU Sligo for not getting this ball rolling a lot quicker. As you mentioned, it's been a crisis for a number of years now. It's not exactly something new. Do you agree with that?
I do and I don't. Like, we have an accommodation crisis in Sligo either way, and that didn't happen today or yesterday either. We have an accommodation crisis, a housing crisis for 10 years here. You know, we're not building enough affordable housing. We're not building enough social housing. We don't have a Western Rail line up and running. If you had that, it could ease the crisis on rent or on homes, which would lower the cost of rent. So there's a number of issues there, but maybe a small part of it could have been the ATU management could have tried this when we were going for to be classified as an ATU. There's a lot of factors in play. There's a lot of red issues or red lines with the government as well to try and get accommodation. But it's a housing crisis. The last 10 years, it just didn't happen overnight.